hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
We're just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour, Govern America. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant here as we continue on. And we're going to get back to the phone lines this hour here on Govern America. Been talking a lot about the homeland security issues. We've got a lot of other stuff to talk about here as the hour progresses. Hopefully we'll get to some of it. But I want to roll through some of these phone lines. Lots of folks still on hold, so let's go back there. And we'll take Kent in West Virginia, line 4. Kent, go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, it's interesting, this guy, Chepo Guzman, you know, through the years, through the last several years, I've maybe read a few articles and everything about the cartels and the hunt for the drugs, and his name was always prominent. He was always the number one guy, you know, and they were in the mountains, and he had a hideout somewhere, and they couldn't go near, and he got married to some blah, 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 and he was always, and it's almost like Osama bin Laden, you know, he was built up as the public enemy number one, and here it comes out, he just like Osama bin Laden, he was working with the government. So that was, you know.
And, what was his name again?
Osama bin Laden.
No, Guzman. I'm talking about the guy, the first guy you were talking
Guzman,
about.
Chapo Guzman. The Sinaloa guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Guzman. That is another. And the interesting thing is that Guzman is perhaps one of these Ashkenazi names, and there was a Guzman down in Peru. There was a group called the Shining Path Guerrillas, and it was led by a man named Guzman. So that's another little tidbit of information. But yeah, they just built him up, and every article seemed to feature him as the guy they were looking for, and. You know, they were in his territory, but they couldn't go here, and he had a big hideout, and here he was working for the government. So it's just all a...
You know, do you get the idea, and for some reason I got this crazy echo here in my ear, so pardon me if I seem a little distracted. But you get the impression that a lot of these people that are paraded in the media aren't just some sort of puppets from some higher official. You know, they're paraded out there as being basically the front men for the cartels. But, you know, like you pointed out, they're all working, many of them are working for the government. I just kind of feel like it's kind of like our politicians. You know, they're controlled, they're on the strings, and basically they're the ones that really ultimately end up being the fall guy, but the real criminals are at the top.
Yeah, you just, it's like you can't hardly get on TV without being under control. So I remember hearing an interview with, you remember the... that's a story I go out of my memory slipping. But like everybody on television almost, whether you're good, bad, or indifferent, is almost like you're, they've screened you and they've put you there for a purpose. And you just don't get on there unless, you don't get to be the number one guy in the crime unless they know what you're up to and that sort of thing. And they have come to, so it's all a big,
That's exactly the same in print media. That is certainly the same with the big publishing houses now. I mean, yes, information is completely 100% controlled, except for, you know, some independent radio like RBN.
Yep. There you go. Well, listen, Ken, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay.
All right. God bless you. Let's move on to Ohio and talk to Eugene. Eugene, you're up next. Hello, Eugene. Okay, I guess Eugene's not there. Sorry we didn't get to you quick enough. Let's go to out to California. Talk to Craig. Or, I'm sorry, Greg. Greg in California. You're up next.
Yeah, hi, Darren.
How you doing?
Nancy. Yeah,
hi.
I just wanted to pass on to both of you. Back in the 80s, I was with INS in a couple of capacities, and I was a detention officer in El Central. And you heard, both of you heard that fire, that fireman getting arrested in Chula Vista down there. Did you both?
Fireman getting arrested?
Yeah, for a vehicle situation with Chula Vista police.
Oh, yeah, I posted that. Yes, I posted that article.
Yeah, when I was with DOD police, we used to interact with agencies of both Chula Vista. But what I'm bringing to the table now is when I was with an IDO in El Centro, I was in two capacities, and you both remember Enrique Camarena, who was killed. He was with DEA. But what would be past Nancy and Dern is down through the grapevine, whether I was in the jail or because I used to be a Greyhound bus driver. Well, guess who got to pick the drive illegals to the border for deportation? Well, naturally. So we'd go on the raids, and then over I had, like I say, two or three capacities. And you learn stories. A friend of mine who was in Border Patrol, a female, she was killed because what I'm leading up to, Darren, is nothing ever stops. As this has been a great program for me because you guys are bringing out all the situations that I heard for a few years going through, you know, with these departments I were with. Even with DOD police, we'd get things on the grapevine from the police, from FBI, through Naval Intelligence. We, you know, as a DOD police officer, we'd manage the gates and we'd talk to all types of agencies. And we worked very closely with the NIS. And it's just learning all the things that our government does. It never stops. All the operations are continuing. I mean, Fast and Furious was just one of the major things.
Yeah, that's what I think. Just the tip of the iceberg, and who knows how deep this iceberg actually goes. You know, what would you say to somebody though, Greg, that would say, well, you know, all this infiltration, all this cooperation is necessary in order to properly infiltrate and fight the crime, because that's obviously going to be the defense. That's what, you know, these people in law enforcement would say. But yet, my question is, how far can you let this go until it suddenly you're becoming the problem rather than a solution to it?
Those within the walls have to watch their own butts. As I found out, when Julie was killed, she was a Border Patrol agent. I was in El Centro, but I knew through some, you know, because a lot of the agencies, they intermix. Some are getting ready to build cells of defense, you know. I mean, I for years tried to get some of my colleagues to form a group, as what Greg Evenson talks about, you know, where they would buy a property. And because of my age, and I got out, a lot of the guys after the academy, just to maybe defend a Waco situation, but it never worked out. And my point is that this stuff never stops, Darren.
And that is the key reason why most law enforcement says, go ahead and legalize drugs. It's because they know. They know it's big business. They know that the government is involved in this big business. They know it's not going to stop.
It never will because of the foundation of this satanic, you know, operation. And like I was saying, when I found out she was killed, you know, what the main point of one of my call, point about this call is that they were bringing in ammunition from China through the borders. And when she found out, they were told to stand down and not bring it out, and then she was killed because she sort of opened her mouth. And that's the kind of thing that leaves a stick in my throat, that they kill, you know, we kill with them. That's what InfraGuard, when Alex Jones talks about InfraGuard in all agencies, they have these people that will kill the ones that don't go along with everything. And that's the point, is when she was killed, a lot of us were starting to worry about our families and our children, because this kind of killing goes on within agencies. You know, it's just, I guess there are hit teams just like, almost like Jim Jones had over there in Guyana.
Well, I know they had them in Vietnam, you know.
Yes, I've heard that from Craig Roberts.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I forget the gentleman's name. Well, I actually read some from his book on the air before. Chris Gerner, my friend and colleague, used to host a show right here on RBN. He interviewed the guy. He was hunted down by their hunter teams. there in Vietnam, you know, because he was accused of working with the Vietnamese, you know, falsely so, but, you know, he was accused of that. And so, yeah, it would make perfect sense that the U.S. government employs these black ops and they have assassination teams. It make all the sense in the world.
That's what
I'm up against the clock, Greg. I appreciate you calling in, though, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
all right. All right, let's take a quick time out, folks. We got some more calls on the line. Continue rolling through these calls when we come back here on Govern America on RBN. Stay with us.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
One 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. The name of the gentleman I was trying to think of before the break, who was hunted down or they were trying to hunt him down, the U.S. government and their assassination teams in Vietnam, he was Bobby Garwood. That was his name. And the book, by the way, I highly recommend it. It's by Monica Jensen Stevenson, I believe was her name. I'm doing it on memory, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Monica Jensen Stevenson, and the name of the book was Spite House. Spite House by Monica Jensen Stevenson. And it's a story that really, in my view, needs to be told. Because this was a Vietnam vet. They falsely accused him of working with, I mean, he was captured by the Vietnamese. imprisoned there, tortured there, and the U.S. government, you know, supposedly they claim they got intelligence that he was collaborating with the enemy. And so they had their hunter assassination teams trying to hunt this guy down and kill him. And it turns out, oddly enough, that eventually he met the guy, guy who led the team, the assassination team. They ended up being real good friends later on. And my friend and colleague, Chris Gerner, interviewed both of them together one night. Was a really monumental on-air event. But it's a story that really just casts the shame over all of these wars. Because, folks, if it went on in Vietnam, it's going on today. You just don't hear about it. It's like Greg said, this stuff doesn't stop. It doesn't end. It just continues to evolve, continues to get worse. And that's the whole point. I want to get back to the phones, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go to North Carolina and talk to Renee. Renee, you're up next.
Yes, that was a great call from Greg. You know, like you said, it just keeps continuing. And even there are partisan patriots that are still going, oh, if we just get a Republican in, and they drive me nuts.
I don't understand anybody can be conned by the partisan nonsense anymore.
But even on the radio, in this genre, I still hear this sort of thing. And the thing is, the people at the top have no power without the yes men. And the same people who will dodge bullets, if you ask them to speak truth to power, they grow a yellow stripe on their back so fast, they are scared to death to speak truth to power. And the thing is, they are what holds this toxic, corrupt system in place. And, you know, that's how they've earned their way into the middle class. See, the way they're separated so much, they don't identify with us. You tend to side with those people most like you because you identify with them. Well, they separate them from us at every turn. They're in separate medical care systems. They're in separate pension systems. Anybody who's ever lived in the same neighborhood will tell you generally they don't associate with their neighbors. They associate with each other. And so the thing is, it is these separations that help to perpetuate this system because they don't identify with.
Yeah, they live their life in a bubble, isolated from the realities and from the consequences of their actions.
Yes, and they reinforce each other's erroneous beliefs because all they do is hang out with each other. So
right.
They reinforce each other's erroneous beliefs. Like, there are certain memes you hear a lot where you know they talk to each other like, you know, like you'll hear a cop say when he's defending another cop's actions about shooting some innocent person, he'll go, well, you know, I need to go home at night. Well, you know what? I'm sure the family members of that person you just knocked off would have loved for their family member to go home
to
at night,
home
too.
At night.
And that's not a legitimate excuse.
Right.
The sad tragedy is that all people are willing to do, the only work they're willing to do, is to regurgitate what they hear in the media. They do not think for themselves. They do not read legislation. They do not follow international treaties and memoranda of understanding, on and on and on. All they do is regurgitate.
Well, that's why we say here, don't regurgitate what we say. Take what we say as a springboard to do your own research.
Yes.
Yeah, research, dig it up, and find out if what we're saying is true.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you
don't have to trust me or Nancy or anybody else on this network. Go do your own research and verify or debunk.
And
go
this
ahead,
has
Renee.
Been going on forever. You know, a lot of these patriots think that, oh, everything was wonderful before those evil 1960s. It was like Main Street USA Disneyland. There is so much evidence that this corruption has been going on so much longer. I've seen quotes from a president's daughter from like early 1900s that said government is a legitimized organized crime syndicate. And that great hero, supposedly, Smedley Darlington Butler, who wrote War is a Racket, I mean, he explained in his thing where how he went to South America to intervene for corporate capitalist interests. So the thing is, and that's how they divide things. Profits for me, expenses to the American people. So, see, we got to pay for our military to go over there to intervene for capitalist corporate interests so they could stuff the profits in their pockets. And this is how they divvy things up. And it still continues today, the way our military is going around the world after resources, not for us, but for some corporate capitalist
or for the Chinese.
We pay for it.
The Chinese, for heaven's sake. I mean, they're taking the spoils of war in Iran. They're taking the oil.
But the oil, well, they're not taking it. They're only taking it if, you see, the guilty party can always be traced back to a government employee.
Right,
they're taking
right.
it because somebody in our government is allowing it to happen. The people coming across the border are coming across the border because somebody hung a carrot in front of a poor person's nose to entice them over here, and our government employees are not doing anything about it. We pay people, but when it comes to accountability, it's like, okay, we'll give you a piece of the profits from our labor, but you do this job. We pay them to drive the bus. They run it off the road, but then they want to blame us, the passengers. You know, it's not us, the passengers' fault. We paid you to do a job, and this mess we have now squarely belongs.
Well, it's time for the passengers to get into the driver's seat again. Here's the thing. It's time for the passengers to not be passengers anymore. You know, it's time for the passengers to get themselves into the driver's seat again. And I don't know, you know, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that this is going to be an easy process, or for that matter, if it's even possible at this point. But we have to try. And thank you, Renee. I appreciate your call. You know, you got some great points there. And I have to move on here, but you're absolutely right. You know, folks, if there's never a reason for people to really realize at this point how badly you need to govern your country, how badly you need to stand up.
Yeah, freedom is not a spectator sport.
You know, and again, you know, I understand it. I don't even know if it's possible at this point. With the level of corruption that we have going on right now, but you can't throw in the towel and give up, because future generations are going to have to live in this world, in the world that we're leaving to them, and God help them. As bad as it is now, don't think it can't get worse. We got a lot of people depending upon us to do the right thing. All right, stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Govern America. As the broadcast begins to fade into the sunset, we have a few more callers here. So let's get back to the phone lines. 800-313-9443 if you want to jump on board. We'll try to get to other people. Anyway, let's go down to Texas and talk to Wayne. Wayne, you're up next. Come on in.
Hi, Darren. Good show today.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, the reason I wanted to touch base with you today was there are a couple issues you were discussing earlier that really should be pushed, especially in this election year. And the first one is on this illegal immigration scenario. As we all know, previous generations of illegals, I'm sorry, of immigrants used to come and assimilate and adopt our culture.
Right.
Now this group seems like they're coming here to colonize, not
yes.
assimilate. And people need to understand that. I live in the North Texas area. Parts of Dallas look just like Mexico City. These people are not adopting our culture. They don't want to have anything to do with the normal political scenario or anything here. All they want is for their community. And by and large, the government gives them an easy way to do it with the free housing, food stamps, and medical. These people don't have to learn the language or really establish any job skills because it's all handed to them.
Right.
And it's
I just want to cut in real quick. These are actually, they have a name. These cultural specific communities, they're called diaspora communities. It's very planned. We have people right here in Michigan who are planning on building Chinese cities. Not for everybody, they're Chinese. And they're called diaspora communities. And this is a part of the plan. And it's very destabilizing. But these communities of culture specific people are planned communities.
Yep.
They are.
Oh, they are.
They're funded. They're grant funded.
Well, and you're absolutely right, Wayne. They don't assimilate. And I think part of the reason why they don't assimilate like they used to is because of the very reason, you know, once upon a time when our immigration laws were sane, you know, we actually had people, they would have to work. They would have to earn their way into this country. They would have to, like you said, learn the language. They would have to learn the history. They would have to learn, hey, if you're going to be an American, if you're going to be a U.S. citizen, you've got to realize what that means. You've got to understand why that's special. We have a high standard in this country, and you have to meet that standard. So when they went through that process of earning their way in, they realized what it was all about, and they were proud to be here. They were proud to be a part of it all. Now, all that has been done away with.
Yep.
You know, when they're allowed to come in, they don't value it. It's just like a teenager, okay? A teenager that's been handed every single thing in their life on a silver platter is not going to value anything. A teenager who has to go through and work, learn the value of money. Yes, such as it is, I understand what money is today. But I'm just saying, bear with me here.
Absolutely.
You know, a teenager, let me finish my point here real quick. A teenager who has to go through the process of learning what it's all about, working a job, earning money, understanding the value of the money that they earn, you know, is somebody who is going to be well-rounded and in a better position to be able to take care of themselves when the time comes that they're older. You know, there's something to be said for earning and working to get where you are. There's a process of maturity that comes along with that. And today's influx of migrants don't have that
value. Well, again, we talked about last week, 63% of these immigrant teens drop out of high school.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, our government puts up billboards in Mexico and says, come on up and you can have welfare, and you can have food stamps, and you can have all this
healthcare.
Other kinds of stuff.
Yeah, all kinds of free goodies. Wayne, I don't want to talk us out of time. Go ahead with your other point there, sir.
Yeah, I do want to touch on one other thing here. Before I go to that, I urge everyone to go to WTHR.com, where illegals exploit tax loopholes. They'll see where the IRS is giving these folks lump sum checks in the excess of $10,000+, so they can keyword that. But the other issue real quick, Darren, is on executive orders. The thing we need to stress every time this comes up is there is nothing in the Constitution giving a president this kind of power. And what an executive order is really nothing more than public policy. It has no force of law. And every congressman knows that Congress as a group could overturn every particular one. And we better be watchful. We better be watchful, because if he does an executive order turn in guns, that's when all you know what's going to break loose here. And there's no reason to believe our founding fathers would have given any president the authority to be the second coming of Idi Amin, you know, that sort of thing.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, Wayne, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. And, yeah, I don't think the American people are going to turn in their guns if Obama passes an executive order on it. I think what he would do, if he does anything, what he would do is control the background checks. He'd make it harder for people to get background checks. That's something that he has more control of because that goes under the whole bureaucracy thing. See, that's where the executive orders have the power, is with all the bureaucratic agencies that are arms and wings of the executive branch. You know, that's why the whole Brady Bill thing was just such a huge overreach. Anyway, moving along here, let's go to Harley in Indiana. Harley, you're up next. Hello, Harley. Do we have Harley?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to comment real fast that I got a friend who's the chief of police in a large city in northern Indiana, over 25,000 citizens. And he said that when a policeman joins the DEA, that within 3 years, they either have to quit, be killed, or take a payoff. Because within 2 years, they know what's going on. They know that the federal government is behind the drug trade, and they either, you know, accept the payoff, get out, and shut up, or be killed. They got three choices.
That's a very hard assessment to hear. You know,
well,
because
it does is it
puts us right in our face the uphill fight that we have. You know, when our law enforcement is so corrupt and corruptible, what do we do? To me, the sheriffs play an important role in this.
Well, he worked in the DEA himself for 3 years, and he said he had that choice. He either had to take money, because within 2 years he knew what was going on, and he either had to take the payoff, get out and shut his mouth, or be killed. And he chose to get out, and he ended up chief of police of this large city in northern Indiana. And now let's go to another one here real fast, and that's treaties. And according to Article 2, Section 2, Paragraph 2, Clause 1, he shall have power by and with the advice and consent of the Senate to make treaties provided two-thirds of the senators present concur. That means that there only needs to be three senators present to pass a treaty, and two of them have to vote for it. That is two-thirds.
Yeah, and I want to come back to Article 6, too, because a lot of people like to say treaties override the Constitution. That is not what Article 6 says either, folks.
Yeah, you know? I have to disagree with you.
Well, I'm sorry.
And I understand there's much debate on this. But the Supreme Court has ruled 800 times that treaties supersede the Constitution.
I've got Supreme Court rulings the other way.
Well, there are some, but
you know,
more of them, and actually they never override the treaties.
Yeah, well, I disagree with you on that. And here's the thing. I mean,
well, see, I'm quoting from the judiciary.
I don't have the case law before me right now. I wish I did.
Well,
but,
the treaties and executive agreement, hearings before a subcommittee of the Judiciary Committee on the United States Senate.
Yeah.
Over 1,000 pages, and again throughout it, they state that treaties supersede the Constitution, and that is ruled by the Supreme Court of the United States 800 times.
Well.
And they have never once ruled that the Constitution overrides.
Let's take a break. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We'll be back, folks.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever.
That's EscapeHarassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right, we're back. This is Governed America. We're in the home stretch of the broadcast. I wanted to come back to the subject of the, you know, whether states, you know, whether the treaties do or
so
do not override the Constitution, because I think this is a very important subject. This is a subject that is really hotly debated, as the caller said, in the patriot community. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to be careful not to further the arguments and help the other side. Okay? I would argue that even if the Supreme Court did rule, I don't know if they ruled, you know, he said they ruled 800 times or something on this. I don't know, you know, I mean, I'd like to see all the case laws regarding that. But anyway, I'm not a lawyer, and the point is that I know that they've ruled the opposite. And I have the decision before me. But here's the thing about it, folks. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. The Constitution, what it actually says in Article 6, it says, this Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, meaning that any law that's not made pursuant to the Constitution is unconstitutional and therefore null and void. Okay? Then it says, finally it says, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land. Okay? So, the Constitution first, then the laws that are made pursuant to the Constitution, and then the treaties. Okay? That's the way Article 6 words this thing. And I would argue that if the Supreme Court declared anything else other than what it actually says, then the Supreme Court is wrong. But what the Supreme Court actually did declare, let me just share this with you. What the Supreme Court actually did declare, and I got the decision here, it's Reed versus Covert, October 1956, 354 U.S. 1 at page 17. The case involved invoked the question, does the NATO Status of Forces Agreement, or a treaty, supersede the U.S. Constitution? The Reed Court held in their opinion that no agreement with a foreign nation can confer power on the Congress or any other branch of government which is free from the restraints of the Constitution. Article 6, the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, declares this Constitution and the laws of the United States, I just read this, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land. There is nothing in this language, they say, which intimates that treaties and laws enacted pursuant to them do not have to comply with the provisions of the Constitution, nor is there anything in the debates which accompanied the drafting and ratification which even suggest such a result. It would be manifestly contrary to the objectives of those who created the Constitution, as well as those who were responsible for the Bill of Rights, let alone alien to our entire constitutional history and tradition, to construe Article 6 as permitting the United States to exercise power under an international treaty without observing constitutional prohibitions. And if, in effect, such construction would permit amendment of that document in a manner not sanctioned by Article 5. The prohibitions of the Constitution were designed to apply to all branches of national government, and they cannot be nullified by the executive or by the executive and Senate combined. Now, I've got more to this, but I'm not, there's other decisions as well that I could cite. But bottom line is, treaties don't override the Constitution. Treaties cannot be set aside. They cannot amend the Constitution. And a treaty once nullified can indeed be revoked by the federal government. Don't let people tell you otherwise. Let's quit making the arguments for the other side, folks. Because they would love for you to believe that. Nancy, you wanted to say something?
Well, the only way that a treaty can supersede the Constitution is if you sign a treaty and then you start making laws within your own country to enforce that treaty. That's the only way. You pass laws.
Well, and it still doesn't supersede the Constitution, though. It doesn't comply with the Constitution. And it's illegal activity. It becomes criminal government, criminal governing, criminal
exactly
operation.
Right, Darren.
You know,
exactly
every
right.
single thing this government does, people say, well, they're not following the Constitution. Then they're criminals. You know, and these morons that want to change the Constitution because, well, golly gee, you know, we need another amendment. We need to do other things to the Constitution to get them to comply. If a thief breaks through to your house and shoots your wife, rapes your wife, shoots your children, shoots you, steals all your stuff, does that mean we need tougher laws? I mean, we already have laws against those things. No, we need to enforce the law. They become criminals when they do those things. Same way with the politicians. If they're not following the Constitution, they're criminals.
They're breaking the laws.
That's right. All right, I get off my soapbox here. Let's go to Daniel in Tennessee. Daniel, thank you for holding on, sir.
That's all right. I understand. Been there, done that. I've got two or three things I'd like to comment on. I'll make it quick. I'm watching the clock at the top of the hour in your break there.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Kudos on the show. And
thank you.
One fellow mentioned back there from Texas about them coming over here. I can remember when I was a youngster, people came to America to be Americans. And they brought their basic culture with them, but they came to America to be Americans and assimilate. All right, that's one comment. Lived in, because of my work, which you know, and I don't want to say it on the air, but because of my work and background, I've lived in various cities and cultures that are in America. In Roswell, New Mexico, I went to vote a while back, and I found out you don't have to be a registered voter, show ID, or anything. Just show up and vote. I tell you that in the name of Christ. That really happened to us. You don't have to do anything to vote in New Mexico. And you can imagine what happens with the aliens coming across the fence all the time. And that is happening right now. I have lived it as recently as 2 years ago. Also, this is very important. The government has been in the drug business a long time. Before Hurricane Andrew wiped out Homestead Air Force Base, and they had to rebuild it in Florida. I personally saw, along with some other reporters, that it wound up on the front page of the West Palm Beach Post, that there were two guppies. You know what a guppy airplane is, with the ones with a clamshell open up in front where they carry equipment and tanks and so forth? I saw two of those planes sitting on the ground at Homestead Air Force Base, loaded to the hilt with bales, cotton bale size, bales of marijuana. And the story was that so they could distribute it for police departments throughout America for drug stings. So the government's been in the business. They don't like the competition.
Why would they need marijuana for drug stings?
Well, the TV shows put that out. That's another big lie. we go out and
you know,
want to buy
marijuana.
You know
what it sounds like to me, Daniel?
Yes.
It sounds to me like they're pulling people over and throwing a bag of marijuana in the car so that they can steal, arrest people.
That has happened. That was a year ahead
of
me now.
Here's the other thing that bothers me to no end is these asset forfeiture laws. You know?
Yes.
Because this gives incentive for police officers to be criminals and engage in criminal activity. You know, they pull you over to the side of the road, throw something in your car, and say, hey, guess what? We got your car now.
It says, that's not mine. You see it on television on cops all the time. That's not mine. I don't know how it got there, so forth. So these things are going on. The government's been in business a long time. I'm a lot older than you two, and I'm not using that as a weapon, so to speak. But I want to let you know that I've seen it happen in my lifetime, and it's still continuing and getting worse. Last thing, can I give kudos to my local station? We've got a local talk station here. I won't mention the call letters unless you say I can.
Go ahead.
But we've got WBCR in Blount County.
Okay.
We're Blount County Radio, Blount County Christian Radio. It's a good conservative Christian station. They carry all of the talk show hosts, and they're doing their best at a little small town here, as American-sized towns go. They're doing their very best to be a patriotic station, and we're grateful to have them.
Yeah, God bless them. The more the merrier. I'll tell you, we need people to be doing that. Thank you so much, Wayne. I appreciate you hanging on for so long. Sorry to keep you on, or I'm sorry, Daniel. That was Daniel. Thank you so much for your call, sir. All right, let's go to Wayne in Tennessee. Wayne, you got to be real quick. Wayne. All right, I don't know where Wayne is. All right, well, I guess that's all we're going to have time for, because I'll tell you what, Fred, can you get it done in 30 seconds? All right,
Article 1.
Go ahead.
Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. Treaties, whatever, rules, regs, gun laws, Obama, CARE-X, applies in the District of Columbia. When it says on the land, that's the territories, American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands, etc. Nowhere else, okay?
All right, there you go. All right, thank you. That's got to be the last word. We got to go. We're out of time. Sorry about that. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. Join us next week. With